When we want to deal with text in our programs, characters, words, sentences, email addresses, well, we use the term strings to describe those kind of values. Now, we've seen these already. Anytime you see words contained in sets of quotes, we're dealing with strings. The first line of code that we wrote was this alert message that used the string hello world. This value contained in the double quotes is referred to as a string literal, just like the number 5 or the number 1 million would be a numeric literal. We can, of course, use this format to create variables. I could create a new variable called message and set it equal to the words hello world. I could then use that variable and pop out another alert box. So we're using the string literal to create the variable called message and then writing that variable out. Now notice that I'm not using double quotes around message in this second alert statement because I don't want to write out the word message. I want to write out the value of the variable called message. Now when we're creating strings, you can use double quotes to surround the text or the sentence. You can also use single quotes. What you can't do is mix the two. You can't, for example, open with a single quote and close with a double quote. Most other programming languages restrict you to just double quotes, so I tend to use that in JavaScript too, just to make it easier to go from language to language. One of the reasons you might change between the two formats is if you need to have quotes inside quotes. Let me show you what I mean. Let's say, for example, we want the phrase, "Don't mix your quotes," contained inside a string. Well, if we used single quotes to mark out the start and the end of this string, we're going to have a problem because there's also a single quote in the middle of it, and that's how we're telling JavaScript where the string begins and where it ends. So what I could do here is use double quotes with a single quote contained inside them. That would be perfectly fine. However, that gets a little tougher when we have a more complex sentence.